All right, today we begin Siman Tzadik Vav. I want to thank David Shurin and his office once again for the copies, which there's an abundant supply. If you didn't get last week, you can use two this week to compensate. Siman Tzadik Vav and Tzadik Zayin round out Basav HaChalav. There are short simonim. The Tzadik Vav especially is something we're basically familiar with. And that is, again, Din Michael Charif. Again, we have Dabba Charif. We just spoke about Dabba Charif and Siman Tzadik Hei. The answer is that we've discussed already two aspects of Dabba Charif. And now we have a third, which, to be honest, we discussed, we talked about. But the third inyan is here. What are the three inyanim of Dabba Charif? We had, first of all, that by a Dabba Charif, there's no din of not bar not, that we had in Siman Tzadik Hei of Beis. That even though we said pariv of things cooked in a milcha kikeli stay pariv, we said a dava charif is different. So that was one thing that was unique about a dava charif. The second thing was that by a dava charif, an eina ben yaimai and a ben yaimai are the same. There's no din of eina ben yaimai. Those are the two chumris of dava charif, which we've discussed numerous times. One is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Lamed Tes. One is a Gemara in Chulin Kaf Yud Aleph. These are two Gemaras that talk about two chumris of a Dava Charif. Again, that Eina Ben Yaimai is a Ben Yaimai, and that there's no Kulav Nat Bar Nat. Those are the two. We've discussed the Beis Meir, who says you don't have to take on both chumris in the same case, and that we've discussed. The third aspect of Dava Charif is we're discussing here is the din of a Dava Charif with Duchka de Sakina. A dava charif, which you cut with a knife. Whereas normally, if you cut something with a knife, we know there's a concept of duchin de sakina, that if you cut something with a knife, and it's a dava kasha, it's hard, you have to take off a thin layer, a gerera, of the surface, because the knife, we've discussed many times, knife as shamnun is karash alpanav, and the knife is considered always becheskas, that it's not perfectly clean. And that therefore, if you cut something, if you cut a davakashi, you cut a watermelon, you cut a roast beef with a milchika knife, it's cold. So since it's cold, it's not by leia, the whole thing, but the thinnest layer along the surface has to be removed because of the surface of the knife. Now that we know. The question here is, when you have the two things together, duchka de sakina and davakharif together, how far the bliya goes, and that we have here the mechaber shita that it goes kedei netila. Kedei netila is about 9/10 of an inch. It's the thickness of the width of a ivi etzba, the width of a finger, and that much has to be cut off. Now that's a significant amount. The kedei netila. The Ramah will say that we're machmer lechatchila bekulai. That if you cut it, that it's by leah bakulai, but for the eved, we're saimach on kedei netila. What this means in English is that if your wife cut an onion with a fleishig knife, you're not supposed to use that onion with milachiks. If she tells you it's my last onion, it's right before Shabbos, I must have this onion. So there, what do you do? Well, you could take off kedei netila around the cut. She cut the onion in half. Take kedei netila on both sides of the cut. If you have much onion left, I don't know, but if there's some onion left, you could use the rest of that onion. Or more, people have these long radishes. If you cut that, so then you cut off a lechatchila with machmir that's balea bakulai. But bishas atchak, as we'll see, with saimech, the ikradin is that it's balea only kedei netila.
We're not talking about eating the same mouthful as
same mouthful also, both.
Same mouthful, but
there's no din of not for not. What? Okay, it's a good question. Let me put that aside. How far are we machmir on an onion or a pickle? Sometimes you have a pickle that was cut with a fleishiga knife, and the pickle was cut with a fleishiga knife, and you have the surface around it, that's aser. What's the din not in the same meal, not in the same food? So that, the Prima Gadim in Hilchis Shavuos says that if you're milachik, if you're fleishik, you should not eat a pickle that was cut with a milachik knife within 6 hours, or if your custom is 3 hours, that if a person is fleishik, he should not eat a pickle that was cut with a milchke knife within that period of time. Or an onion that was cut with a milchke knife, because it's really milchik. That's what it says in the Prima Gadim. Ramesha said that the reverse is not true, that if you cut a pickle with a fleishik knife, it doesn't make you fleishik. It doesn't make the person fleishig. It's more common that it's cut with a fleishig knife, which means there's no real consequence, except you can't eat it in the same mouthful as milchiks. But I'm saying as an aside, this simin talks about cutting an onion, eating it with milchiks. So I'm just putting this as an aside beforehand, that as far as within 6 hours, the lumdis is fleishiks is meishach tam. If you had meat, it's Meshach Tam. For the next 6 hours, you can't have milchiks. A pickle cut with a milchike knife is milchik. However, a pickle cut with a fleishige knife, you don't have to wait 6 hours because it's not Meshach Tam. The taste of the meat is not significant enough to leave you a taste. And therefore, it doesn't cause a time isser afterwards.
Didn't you say two weeks ago that there's a shaila as to what is Harib? Because they only talk about certain things.
We'll discuss that as well. We'll discuss that. What is Charif? We're going to discuss that. Hopefully today. Is Borscht Chala Charif? We're going to talk about it. Okay. Kedei Netila is Ivy Etzba. And I believe it's printed from the Chazay Nish that it's 9/10 of an inch. And Chazish probably said it in what?
Centimeters.
In centimeters, but it's translated to 9/10 of an inch. What?
We cut with the flesh
right. No. I should take that back. The Chazon Ish says that Shir Agaydel is 9/10 of an inch. That's a thumb. It's probably slightly less. Right? Because here it's any span. The Shir Agaydel, the Chazon Ish says 9/10 of an inch. So it's just kind of. Needs ni'itza. By cutting a dava kosher. If somebody cuts a dava kosher with a knife, something that's hard, let's assume that a roast is hard, you have to put a lot of energy into cutting it. So that, not only does the roast get milchiks from the knife, kedei only the thinnest layer, kedei klipa or grera, but the knife itself also needs an itza bakarka, because the knife gets the fat of the meat onto it, so it needs either an itza bakarka sarapanim, or if it's easy, you could just kasher it. One way or the other. Okay, now, all this is not this sif. In other words, Dava Kasha is a separate din. This sif talks about a Dava Charif plus Duk and the Sakina together. What we're going to do is learn the Halacha, and we'll do two things. We'll talk about the Lamdis of the Halacha itself, and then we'll get to the Prote Halacha Lamaisa. First, let's read the Mechaber, which should be easy for most of us. Snoin, sign we always translate as a radish. A silka. Now, what is a silka? The Shah says, who tardin? We always translate it as beets. I don't know why Rafael Cohn writes, he doesn't know what tardin are. What? No, Tesar is not a charif. We always translate tardin to be beets. So I don't know. I don't remember eating beets. I know they talk about borscht being a davar charif. So all right. See, fermented is different. So maybe if Rav Kohn writes, he doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know if beets is accurate. The Aruch HaShulchan says he never saw tardin in his life, but that could be. You asking me? Spinach? It's not spinach. Chazal didn't. Tered.
Tarda is a backwards person.
Okay. Certain things some people remember better than others. I believe that it's beats Belashim Bnei Adam. Whether that's actually what it is, I don't know. But it's not so nogea to us, because we're talking now, we use the term Dava Charif. We'll discuss later what's a Dava Charif. I think onions are certainly a Dava Charif. Radishes are a Dava Charif. Pickles are a Dava Charif. All these things are sharp foods. Shechotcham, let's learn the mechaber, it's an easy mechaber. Shechotcham besakin shalbasa ben yaymai. If you cut it either with a ben yaymai knife, or if it's a ena ben yaymai, she'ena makunach asa. Or if it's not a ben yaymai, the shachad the girsehi, she'ena ben yaymai, makunach, or she'ena makunach, asa laichlai b'chalav, achi yita mamaka mechatach. Whether it's a ben yaymai or not, or if it's ena ben yaimai and it's dirty, you're not allowed to eat it with milk. Achi yito makam achatach, until you cut off a layer. Kedei netilas makam shukai v'yatzva. Kedei netila, which is the thickness of a finger. Oi shiati menu. Remember the mechabes sheet is always that tasting helps. Oi shiati menu v'loi biyai tambasar oz muta bahadacha. So the mechaber says you need shishim or ivy etzba. Well, he didn't say shishim yet. We'll talk about it. He says you need ivy etzba or to taste it. The yeshayimrim, and even though this is a yeshayimrim, the shach and tas say we pascha like this yeshayimrim. The yeshayimrim who adim leina ben yaimei bul makonach. Even if it's ena ben yaimei knife and it appears clean, nevertheless we machmir. So the chatchila, you cut an onion with a fleishiga knife, it's a fleishiga onion, kedei netila. You cut a pickle with a fleishiga knife, it's a fleishiga pickle, kedei netila. And this is very common. People have pickle jars, they stick in their forks and they spear a pickle and it falls back in. A fork is also dukkah de sakina, a fork, a knife. That pickle becomes fleishig, so it becomes milachik, as the case may be. What's the din b'dievet? Im loy not al mehen, kedei netila. Netilas makim, v'gam lo tama. You didn't do kedei netila. You didn't taste it. Ubishlam b'chalav. And you already threw it into your soup. You already threw a fleishiga onion into a soup or a milk onion into a soup. What do you do then? Then sarach shishim keneged mashenoga meyasakin bohem. You need 60 against. Now let me explain against what. What do you need shishim? Somebody, your wife says, I cut an onion with milk and knife. I threw it into my chicken soup. What do I do now? What do you need shishim against? You need shishim against the maximum milachiks that could be in this onion. How much milachiks could possibly be in this onion? One of two things. Either the thickness of the knife. The knife couldn't give more milachiks than itself. Or the kedei netila of the onion. Let's say you have an onion. The kedei netila on both sides of the onion. Now, you could pick whichever is less. Whichever happens to be less. If you have shishim against the knife, even if it's not shishim against the kedei netila of the onion, that's enough. There's not more milachiks than was on the knife. Or, if the knife is a big knife, and it's a small onion, you have shishim against kedei netila of the onion, that's also good enough. There can't be more milachiks than either the onion, the kedei netila of the onion, or the thickness of the knife. And that's why you need shishim against one or the other. And then it's okay. Now, most soups will have shishim against the kedei netila of the knife or the kedei netila of the onion. And therefore, there'll be no problem most of the time with the chicken soup.
Why do you say the thickness?
What?
The length of the knife. You keep saying the thickness.
I meant the length to the, and the thickness. Yeah, the length and the thickness of the entire blade, the entire volume of the blade.
There's a difference. You cut the onion and put both
right, so there's you put both in or one in, right? Right, you always need 60 against the amount of this or that you put in, or the amount of basa you put in. The Ramos says that in a minute. Wait, but who adin lechotcham b'sakin shalav yekechavim? So till now, I remember lechiks and fleishiks. The Ramos says, who adin, if it's a trefa knife, we're going to have to discuss the ramifications of a trefa knife. Let's just finish the given. Im chotcham dak dak. That's the end of the mechaber. Says the Ramah, v'mchotchan dak dak. If you diced an onion, you cut it very thin. Sarach l'shar shishim nege kol hatznoim. Now you need 60 against the whole onion. Now think for a minute. Can you figure out why isn't it enough shishim against the blade? If you cut an onion dak dak, you dice the onion, assuming the onion is bigger than the blade. I told you a minute ago it should be enough shishim against the blade. Ramah says, the whole onion is not enough against the knife. Why not? So the answer is, because this Ramah is going on a knife of Isser, is going on the last words of the Mechaber. A knife of Isser, the Ramah holds Chaticha Nas Nevela. He says that we say Chaticha Nas Nevela, which means it's not enough Shishim against the blade, because it can make more iser. I'm going to read this to you. It's the middle of Tazvav. If you want to find it, there's an asterisk with a mark for the Kudus HaKesef. If you have the regular print, it's about 10 lines up. The tzarchim hashkasim rabbi samuch. He says in chotchan dak dak tzarch l'shar samuch neged kol atznayim ze poshet the koyah sakin shalay the kechavim the samuchle. That's going on a guy's knife, which was just mentioned. Yilush abasa b'chalav sagi b'samuch neged mokem asakin l'divrei akayel elavade the koyah sakin shalay the kechavim. Okay, his kashis we'll get to soon, but this part he's saying is poshet, which means, and again we're trying to keep things simple. We'll get into the complicated cases soon. If someone cut an onion with a fleshiga knife, put it into a milchiga soup, a milchiga knife, put it into a fleshiga soup, or a milchiga knife and put it on a roast beef. Somebody cut an onion with a milchiga knife and put it on a roast beef on something. So the question is how to measure shishim. So what's saying is you measure shishim by milchiks and fleshiks, which we don't take chadichanas nevela on the onion. You take the lesser of the two. Either the onion, shishim against the dentil of the onion, or shishim against the blade, and either one, that's enough. If you have shishim, then everything is good. So this is the din. The Ramah goes on. There's a sheet in the Rishayim that tuchke the sakina with the vacharif asses the whole thing. There's a sheet of the whole onion or the whole pickle becomes fleishik or milchik. We'll stop here. We've learned the simple din of a davacharif with a duchke de sakina, which I think is a din that we are all essentially familiar with, that a davacharif with duchke de sakina is the worst case of duchke de sakina. And it goes lechetchila bekulai at least kidei netila, and even by ena ben yaima we also aser kidei netila and not mechalik between ben yaima and ena ben yaima. Now, this is the din of siman tzadik vav sif aleph beis and gimel. Actually, all mistayvev on this din. Now, I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about the lumdis, and then we'll get to the halacha lemaisa. The halacha lemaisa. What it says here is halacha lemaisa. Nobody basically argues the mechaber Ramah here. However, in lomdis there's a kasha, and I'll explain the kasha to you, and you'll see the prichadash is bothered by this whole thing. What gives a stronger bliya, cooking or a davacharif? I think we would all agree that cooking in a klirishin on the fire is the optimum spreading of bliyas. Everything else is chidushim. Well, we have here a slight problem, an inconsistency, what appears to be an inconsistency halacha, and that problem is the following. That we're saying now that by a davacharif and duchke de sakina, it goes by a ben yaimai, kedei netila, maybe even makulai, kedei netila, and by an ena ben yaimai, also that it goes the same thing, it goes kidei netila. Now there's a problem with this, in that back in Siman Tzadik Daled, we talked about cutting a hot piece of meat with a knife, duchet sakina and reseach. Now our logic is, well, if duchet sakina b'davacharif is kidei netila, ben yaimai, kidei netila, ena ben yaimai, so then it should be at least as serious if you cut hot meat. So let's see what it said there. In Siman Tzadik Daled of Zion, it said, it talked about hot meat that you're cutting with a milchika knife. So he said, that's great. It's more chomer than here. If you take a milchika knife and you cut hot meat, then the whole meat becomes aser. It's a klirishin or a davagush, whatever. It's talking about mamish hot. So it's very good. Reseach is worse than davacharif. Reseach, it asses bekulai, and davacharif, it asses kedei netila. But wait, then it says, avo, im eina ben yaimai. If you have an eina ben yaimai knife, and you cut a hot piece of meat, eina yaiser el kedei klipa. It only asses kedei klipa. If you cut a hot piece of meat with an eina ben yaimai fleshiga knife, it only asers kidei klipa around the surface. See, here we have a problem. We all agree that hot should be worse than sharp. By Ben Yaimai, this holds true. A Ben Yaimai, hat goes Bekulai, and Davacharif goes Kedei Netila. But by Eine Ben Yaimai, it became backwards. When it's hat, and I cut it with a knife, then I'm saying that it's only Asikadei Klipa. And a Davacharif cold that I cut with a knife, I'm saying it's Asikadei Kedei Netila. How could Davacharif be worse than Basar Eseyach? How could it be worse? Meat that's hat and is worse than the par of a onion that I cut with a fleshing a knife. How could that be?
Rabbi, what did he say here? Why do we ask that based upon when we talk about Dovah Chorif making an Ebron Yom into Ben Yom?
Could I ask you wherever you like? You
no, because really
that's not an answer. Why would you ask it there? Okay. We'll see in a minute. They did ask it there. We just didn't learn it yet. But if you look at the Prichadash on the side of the page, on the front page of your copies, the Prichadash, as you may know, the Prichadash was one of the earlier Achrayim, and he very often argues with the Shach and the Taz. It's on the side of the page. And you may have it not on the side, you may have it in the back. Someday put it in the Miluim or something. The Prichadash very often argues with the Mechaber, the Shach, the Ramon, everybody. And typically we don't paskin like him, but his arguments have to be taken into account. Here he says, Shabasa ben Yaimai, Ksas Mefarshim Saivrim, the Mishum Churpe Ditznaim, Viduch Nesakina, Maflet Asakin Gufa Yisr, Ubalat Fei Medagin Muusachim. He says that when Machmir, he calls it Ksas Mefarshim, says when Machmir and Anap are not more than when something is hot. He's asking a second kasha. I asked you a kasha from Tzadik Dalid. He's asking a kasha from Tzadik Hey. Fish that was cooked in a flesh of a pot, you're allowed to eat with milchiks. So certainly sharpness, he's asking now, that how could a naparnat of a cold of a charif be worse than a naparnat of a hot fish that you cook in a pot? Because the taisa goes ashri nisbashlu lagar mitznai upashatu lechusha rice. And it's simple to the chush. It doesn't mean the chush of vision. Chush of rice means we see that when you cook things together, the taste spreads. And when you have sharp food, it spreads a little. Vayt kasha, the gabi kishus amai goro lebe piska, kivin chen sham chorfa. When you cut a dava kasha, you just take off grayra, you just take off a thin layer. Kivin chen sham chorfa el duchid the sakin al chudeya in a klo, mekonish kot taisa varaj perakam adukhon daf ches. Diokei min asugya in sham, it's not true that we're worried about Blias. We're only worried about Mamish. So that's he argues that the din of Duk and the Sakina, the way we all understand it, is not true. It's only true when there's Be'en on the knife. And that's why we find in the Gemara Chumris, and when there's no mamashis on the knife, this whole din doesn't apply. He ends Aimash Ksafti b'Simen Tzadik Dalid, which goes back to what I showed you in Simen Tzadik Dalid, where he's Matmiya. The kasha is how we explain this. And the truth is, the Shach in Tzadik Dalid, in a long Shach there, was bothered by these kashas. And the Shach tells us the following basic rule. He tells us that heat makes Blias travel more than Chorfa, no question. However, the attribute of changing an Eina Ben Yaimai to a Ben Yaimai, changing an Eina Ben Yaimai Blia to a Ben Yaimai has nothing to do with spreading. Heat spreads Blias more than Chorfa. It's true. But Chorfa has a Maila that it takes an Eina Ben Yaimai and is Mechaya Leila Shvach, gives it a good taste. So, therefore, the Maila of a Dava Charif is not that it makes it spread any better. It doesn't spread anymore with a Dava Charif. It's just that the Dovah Charif makes an Eidah Ben Yaimi into a Ben Yaimi. And once it makes the Tampogam into a good taste, Memela it goes Kedei Netila, because the Ben Yaimi goes Kedei Netila. So that it's not a stira to the idea that a heat travels more. Yeah, what was Akash? That by heat, the Ben Yaimi heat goes Bekulai. And Davachar and Duchet the Sakin only goes Kedei Netila. So by Neina Ben Yaimai, why are we saying that Churfa goes Kedei Netila and heat only goes Kedei Klipa? And heat should make it travel more. Teretz says, you're right, he makes it travel more. But the Davacharif has an attribute that it turns the Neina Ben Yaimai into a Ben Yaimai. Or, in Sadekei, it turns the Nat Bar Nat into a Nat. It makes the taste be a stronger taste. Once it's a stronger taste, memela to Ben Yaimai. Being a Ben Yaimai, it goes Kedei Netila. That's the explanation of the Shach there in Sadek Dalet of Katan Chav Tes, where he explains basically our sugya. And as I say, that's the lumdis of a Dovah Charif. There are basically four halachas here that are nogea to our kitchen, which may be chidushim. Again, the basic theme of Tzadik Vav, Sif Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, with all the Shas and Taz, is basically unknown to all of us. This is one part of Yeridaya that comes up all the time, the Chumrah of cutting onions, and cutting radishes, cutting a Dovah Charif, and we all know to keep things cut with a Fleishik and a Fleishik, and Melech and a Melechik, and there are basically four halachis that are Negea Ledina, that are practical shalos that come up in a person's house. I'll go in order of the simpler things first, just to, so if we get confused, we get confused later rather than earlier. And the first thing is a Chochmas Adam. I don't know where to find this in this book, in this volume, Shulchan Aruch. I don't know where to find it, but I know that it's in the Chochmas Adam, it's known as a Chochmas Adam. But if you look for it, it's not likely you'll find it because it's Shalai B'Makaymai. It's not where you would expect it. It's in the Chochmas Adam and Simen Tzadik Vav is Klal Mem Tes. It is not in Klal Mem Tes. This is in Klal Nun Vav Ois Beis of the Chochmas Adam. And he says the following added Chumrah to Dovah Charif and Duchet the Sakina. You have a plate and you're cutting with a knife. We know if the knife is fleishik, the onion becomes fleishik. If the knife is melechik, the onion becomes melechik. Because there's a certain pressure of duchya de sakina. Chochmas Adam says that even if you cut with a pair of a knife, but the plate was fleishik, that's also duchya de sakina. Or the cutting board was fleishik, that is also a din of duchya de sakina. Not only the cutting implement, but the thing you cut against, he says the Farish, a teller, a plate, or a cutting board would be the same, or a counter. If you're cutting on something which is fleishik or milachik, it'll have the same demon. So that, if you, what? Clean, perfectly clean. The din of duchya de sakina, that it takes out a thin layer of blia, that apply even on the thing that's underneath. And Akedei Kach, Chochmas Adam writes, Yodati Kiyesh Makilim Bezeh. I know there are some who disagree with me, but Avol Nir Ali to be Machmir even be the Evan. What? Yeah, the plate has to be genuinely fleishik. If it's fleishik only as a chumra, it wouldn't be that way. But a cutting board that you cut meat on, cold meat on. It is fleishik. If you hold this duchah b'sakina, so then it needs mikra adin kedei klipa. So kedei klipa would be fleishik that would come out. Yes, that the blia travels. Well, we're talking now. You're cutting the onion. Oh, you want to know something else? One second. You said you cut meat on the cutting board, and then you cut the onion, right? So the onion will become fleishik from the cutting board. That's what he's saying. Even if the cutting board is not a Ben Yaimai, because all the dinim of Duchka, even by Ein Ben Yaimai. I want to remind you, there was a shach in Simin Yud, I think it was Sukkot and Vav, explained that we say this little shamnunis on a knife, It's not only the be'en on the knife, but he called the bliya daka, a thin layer of bliya in a knife from a duke de sakina, and therefore that's the issue. Now,
what's the plain explanation? It has to be something which is hot.
One which time, became fleishik from had or became fleishik from dukkah. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times they not, especially milchik complaints, not always milchik. Nachinami. But it makes the onion fleishik.
What did it make the knife?
Mashing a potato is not dukkah the sakina. Well, I think the Chacham Sadam Svara is that if Dukkah is a pressure, whatever the pressure of the knife is the pressure on the thing you're pressing it against. So that's true by Dukkah the Sakina. A raw potato you can't mash with a spoon. If you're mashing cooked potato, it doesn't have the same Dukkah. I don't think it's the same. You could argue how much Dukkah is Dukkah. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Maybe it is. I'll answer that in a second. Okay, 1 second. It has to be Dukka. You're asking how much pressure is Dukka? We can argue that. If you cut a soft thing with a knife, there's no Dukka de Sakina. It has to be a davar kosher, something hard. There's Dukka de Sakina, is only if you cut something hard. If you cut bread, it's not. There's no Dukka de Sakina. It has to be something that you cut that's hard. And even when I say meat, you know, a slice of salami is not, if you have a piece of salami, you cut it with a knife, there's no dukkah. If you cut a whole big salami, then there is dukkah. It depends. If it's something that requires a lot of pressure, that's what we're talking about, dukkah nisakim. Now, this is the simple case.
The cutting board is fleishik.
Yes.
The onion is nothing yet.
Right.
You take a milchik knife and you cut it through.
So the onion is milchik and fleishik.
Now fleishik.
And it's milchik. The onion is milchik and fleishik.
Yeah.
You cut it with a milchik knife on a fleishik board.
Right.
So you made a milchik and fleishik, does not make it parim, no. And, you cut away a kedain the tila on the knife side, a kedain the tila on the onion board side. So the question is what the status of the knife is. Does it do something to the knife? That's the issue, which is a bit complicated. Because I'm only talking about the onion. The Chacham Sadam in Nun Vav, Sukkot and Beis, only talks about the onion. What about the status of the knife? So that brings us to topic number 2. I told you before halachas I wanted to teach you. I wanted to share with you. So the first is a chumra, and the status of the knife, I'll get to it in a minute. But this is the Chacham Sadam's chumra, that dukkah de sakina goes from the plate or the cutting board to the onion, or the pickle, or whatever it may be. And the way we learned, when I remember Rav Palm, the halacha is this way, that the dukkah sakina applies from the cutting board as well.
Same way, you just press a piece of meat against the cutting board.
We only have what Chazal told us. Let's say somebody sits on a pickle that's on top of a board, and then I don't say that.
Okay.
It's the old Kalalim and Yaradaya that they learn to it. It's enough the chumras of Chazal. We're not going to start with additional chumras. What? Could we use the chalkim as a tzirf? I'm sure we could, yes. Most fakers you can be mekel. Suffolk, if it's a davar charif, I'm not sure how far you can be mekel because it creates problems. But if you have real sex fakers, then you can be, you could definitely, I think you could. If you have a suffolk so plus a dick play, I think you could. I don't know what you mean. But by Tuchas Hakina, we don't have machlaikis. We have machlaikis, but we're machmir, lahaloch, all the paiskam machmir. It's not tzirf, because all the paiskam are machmir. You have to have an ikkar reason to be mekel for tzirf.
There's no difference between things that are carved naturally or for the pickles that are carved naturally.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's no difference. We're going to have that. The Mechaber Taka says it separately.
But the radish is naturally carved.
Right. We're going to have it in Sifbeis. The idea that things that are sharp because they're meluchim, like a herring is an example, or it says borscht, some type of borscht, or pickles, it mentions chamutzim, that these things also have a din of a davar charif, even though they became charif through a person making, that would have that same thing. Once they become charif, it's the same thing.
Why is it that we learned in the Mechaber that you can taste it? Why is nobody considering taste it? You see, the taste is a
okay, we'll talk about tasting. You're very good. I'll get to that. That's one of the four things. Okay. All right. So number one is the chumrah of the Chachma Sadam. Number two is the kula of the Chavis Das. The Chavis Das is here at Tzadik Vav, Sivkat and Vav. And I mentioned this Chavis Das in the past. It's something that comes up, halacha l'maisa, people ask shailas, where this comes up all the time. Essentially, the case in which it comes up is a case where a person calls, he cut an onion with a milchiger knife, and then he put it in his fleischiger blender or food processor, and the blade there cut the onion, which was cut with a milchiger knife, and made milchik. Now he put it into his food processor and he cut it with his fleischiger blade. So now the onions, as you say, are milchiks and fleischiks. People are usually not so concerned about the onion, they'll throw it out. They're more concerned about the food processor, which is a milchik food processor, which now they cut with a fleischiger blade. So here we have a significant machlaikis, G'day Le'apayskim, and a psak of the Chavis Das. In Hilchis Pesach, the Magen Avraham is machmir. He says that if you cut a he's talking about basa b'chala, but it happens to be Magen Avraham is in Tafnun Aleph. He says if you cut an onion with a fleshika knife, and you throw it into a milchika moduch, and you pound it with milchika pounder or a food processor, the food processor just became treif. As I pass in the Magen Avraham. Devin Oizer argues with the Magen Avraham there. And the Chavis Das here endorses the view of Devin Oizer, and he has a second opinion of his own. And these are two reasons to be makel in this case. The two reasons are as follows. Number one, when we say a knife interacts with a davar charif and makes an ein ben yaymei into a ben yaymei, a nafar nayin into a real taste, that's only in the davar charif, in the onion. If you cut an onion with a fleishik knife, in the onion, the fleishik has a nuchius, and even it's ein ben yaymei, nafar nayin, it doesn't matter, it has a chius, and in the onion, it becomes fleishik. However, when it goes from that onion to your food processor, now the blia that's in your food processor is still an old blia. That blia is still an ein ben yaymei blia. In the onion, it's b'chayi leish l'shvach, it tastes good. But back in the blade of the food processor, it's an ein ben yaymei blia. And therefore, says the Chavis Das, it can't aser when the blia goes another step. That's one reason. The second thing he says is ein bliya yaitza ma'eichel l'kli b'lai raitiv. A bliya doesn't go from an eichel to a keli b'li raitiv, except for a davar shamein. But he says that in a davar charif, with saimech that ein bliya yaitza ma'eichel l'kli b'lai raitiv, and weiter, it doesn't go into the blade by itself. V'adi ein ha'meducha yochel l'vloya tam ha'belua b'besamim, dein tam belua yaitza b'lai raitiv. If you know the blue is a davar shamein, the yaita b'lai raitiv, okay. He says then you have the Evan Eiser's reason, which he writes Yafa Kosov, which he agrees with the Evan Eiser even in his primary reason. So that's what he says. So that, and Magen Avraham argues, but the way we have, again, the way when I looked here at Baruch Palma, the assumption was that we passed like the Chavis Das. I believe the Marsham in Das Torah Paskins like the Chavis Das, and even brings a tshuva, if I recall correctly, from Beis Yitzchak, from Yitzchak Shmelkish, one of the Paskim in Europe, over 100 years ago, to Paskins like the Chavis Das, and therefore we have here a kula. Now again, the kula is that the attributes of a davar charif are true in the davar charif, but not when they go into the next kli, not when they go weiter into the next kli. Which means getting back to chumrah number one. The chumrah number one is you cut a davar charif with a milchiger knife on a fleshiger board. The question we ask, I told you the onion is now fleshig and milchig. It's a problem. You asked, what about the knife? Should I say, I cut now on a fleshiger board, I cut with a milchiger knife. Now the knife became treif, or the board became treif, because of this interaction of the blius and the onion. So the truth is, the Chachmas Adam would probably be Machmir. The Chachmas Adam does hold like the Magen Avraham in the Hirin Simen Mem test. But like the Chavis Das, it's not an issue. Because Blias in a Davar Charif are a problem in the Davar Charif. Or if you put the Davar Charif in a soup, it could be a problem in the soup. But from the davar charif into a kli, there's no issue. The whatever happens, only because it's a davar charif, doesn't carry over into the kli. It's a davar, it's a tam kolosh, and the tam kolosh does not create an isser into the following, into the kli that follows. His lashon is both reasons are both. He says it's a tam kolosh because the idea of a napar nat not applying to a davar charif doesn't apply when it comes out of the onion, and then memel to davar kolosh, so it can't get a shem iser. As long as we're talking about melachis and fleishiks, it can't get a shem iser. Now treifis may be different. I'm talking now about basar and cholov, which is the case of the chavis das.
It's not by now. It's not by now.
It's an opera now, which can't be, can't ask the things to be
the other. You cut it about 9 for the milk going on a flesh cutting board, and you cut it all the way down. It's saying that
milk and knife on a flesh cutting board, the problems are unique to a davar charif, and therefore they're only in the davar charif, they're neither in the board nor in the knife. Yes? The tam of the davar charif. The harifus travels, but it's not nasa nevela. It's talking about fleishiks and milachiks. The tam of the fleishiks in the onion, the Chavis Das says it doesn't travel if it's not shamein. And even if it is shamein and it travels, it's a napar nat, and therefore it can't ask
around. The tam of the davar charif travels, but we say that it's still not a travel. That means that the presence of just the tam of the davar charif.
That's right. Even though the oniony taste does travel, but it's only in the onion itself, which is a davar charif, but that amount of taste that travels is not enough to renew the tam. Okay.
If you cut an onion on a cutting board with a milk knife,
everything's cold. It does. I'm talking now about the attributes of davar charif. Milus of davar charif, which are good there, that's our discussion, the Chachmas Adam's Chumra and the Chavis Das's Kula. If you're actually cutting meat, there is Duchy the Sakina of meat, it's not doing davar charif. And the cutting board, if it's a davar kasha, just like the knife, would get a Duchy the Sakina from the meat. And therefore, the Kedek Klipa of it would be, it would need a Kedek Klipa, or Greira, maybe it's Shayach, but. That's right. Because here it's a bliya, here it's a ban. Anything where it's the harifus that changes it, if the harifus to zarif, it's only in the davar charif, not when it goes into something else. It's a good idea to rinse it off, but I don't even know if you have to rinse it off. You do have to rinse it, this ban of the onion, you're right. That's all you have to do is rinse it off, and then you're okay. Yeah, preferably with not with the yeah,
would the chumra of the cutting board, did it apply to davar kasha or just the davar charif?
Davar kasha as well, I believe.
Kedei
davar kasha as well for kedei klipa. Yeah. All right, so we've covered two of the inyanim. Yeah.
If I have a melachik onion, I cook it in milk, and I cut it with a fleishik
A cooked onion happens to no longer be charif. But you mean theoretically it would still be charif? That's what you mean. A cooked onion is not a davar charif, it's sweet.
I cut it with a fleishik knife. The onion is not the problem. The problem with the knife is not need anything at all to it. If the bleos from the onion don't go into it.
If an onion is balua with milk, and then has nothing to do with being a davar charif, it's milchik because it was cooked with, soaked with milk. Let's say you kaivish it with milk. Well, if you cook it with milk, it has ban, isn't it? If you cook it. Again, what you have to do, if you want to know when this applies, you have to tell yourself, if it wouldn't be a davar charif, would it be a problem? If it would be a problem without the charifus, then it's a problem with the charifus, doesn't make it more cool with it. So, dukkah applies without charifus, it applies by a davar kasha. So, the Chavis Das is only saying, chumris that are related to charifus apply only in the davar charif, and not outside the davar charif. That's what he said. The charifus, right. The chumras of charifus are only in the davar charif. This Chavis Das comes up. I answer shaylos with the Chavis Das all the time. It comes up very often. People call with davar charif shaylos as often as with anything else, because it's common.
But in that case where you're saying that place from that custard milk is an onion, you milk your plain onion, and I'd say you'd be a potato.
A soft potato or a hot potato? Potatoes are cooked, they're soft. How did a potato become milchik? So now it's soft or it's hard? A soft thing, there's no duch in the sakina. The whole din of the sakina does not apply to soft things.
So the flesh can just be washed off and say,
that's right. It's cold, there's no duchka, there's no issue. Just wash it off and that's it. Right, so we've covered the two of the common issues. Now let's move on to something that's a little more, slightly more complicated, and this we're going to have to see already inside the Taz and Shach. Till now, we're talking about someone who cut an onion with a fleshiger knife, and they're asking a shayla, calls him on it, was cut. Now we move on to someone who cut an onion with, let's take an example of a milchiger knife, and put the onion into that chicken soup. And now they're calling, now shayla's not on the onion, the shayla's on the soup. The shayla now is on the soup itself. Well, that is the last line on the, of the Mechaber on the first page of Tzadik Vav. Im loy natal mehem kedei netilas makim, gam loy ta'amam, ubishlam b'chalav. Tzarech shishim keneged, you need 60 against. Against what? So this we discussed. Against mashanoga be'asaka mehem. Against whatever is the lesser of the two. Either the kedei netila in the onion, or the blade. Nichishim against it. A typical soup, well, it's an onion soup. A typical chicken soup. You throw in onion. There's shishim against the onion. You all should know the answer. If someone would ask you, why does it help shishim against the onion? The onion is milsa davita l'taima. The onion, I could taste the onion. Why does shishim help? So you all know the answer. Is that the nesar, eina nesar yochel eser, b'makim shei nesar atzma yochel leila sham. If you can't remember that phrase, but you should know the idea, right? That's the example I've given with the lemon. Someone cuts a lemon and puts it on in a Coke. You pull out the lemon and throw it out. Even though it's cut with a treif knife, the lemon is treif, but the Coke is kosher because you have shishim against the amount of treifus. Even though you can taste the lemon is not the gufa iser. Ein anesar, the lemon can aser more than the be'en of meat, whatever it is. And therefore, if shishim is enough against the be'en, it's enough against the onion. So that, you have an onion cut with a fleshiger knife. The onion is pariv. But the onion has in it particles of fleshiks. Those particles of fleshiks are bottled with shishim in the soup. And there's no nas nevela, certainly on fleshiks. And therefore, you need shishim only against that. Now, Taz, what?
Do you have to remove the onion?
That's Taz of Katan Hay. The Taz of Katan Hay says a chiddush. Mashanaga besakin. Afa gavde bebasa bechalav. Lekuli yama amrina chatichas v'nasas nevela. Even though meat and milk, everyone agrees you say chaticha nas nevela. Hayma bechaticha asura. That's when the piece is the iser kagayin chalav shenafal al-basar. Meat that fell on milk, or milk that fell on meat. Aval hacha kulay hetu kaidim abishal. Here, it's all heter. It's an onion with bleas of flesh. It's not treif. Nearly pashut. He says it's pashut. Dim yesh samach, ain't sarach lahas rabbit salim. If you have shishim, you don't have to remove the onions. Kivish shalai ha yoshem iser aleihem. The onions were cut, in our example, with a milk knife. We never had a shem iser. They're the same as everything else that's in the pot. And the onions, which were milchik before you put them in, were now kashered. Now they became pariv and then fleshik. In Kavav we said that you can't kasher food. We said, you can't kasher a food. Shani Hasan Kibishanesra. If a food is treif, e efshalol azalatera. Once a food is tray, if you can't kosher to make it kosher, if it only was belaya heter, the only time you find the Taz Paskins, you can kasher an onion, a fleshing onion, by cooking it in milk. You can kasher milk onion by cooking it in chicken soup. And that the onion itself becomes mutter. I don't know if you would hold, you can't do it. Well, you can't put she. Put milk, be mevatel the isser, which is the meat, and you're right. Why can't you? Well, one second. Go in order. The Taz says that it works. That the bliya spreads, the bliya is bottle, the onion becomes kosher.
You throw in a piece of meat, tiny piece of meat, and a big onion at the same time into the soup. You're telling me that it's a chiddush that you only need to shmir against the meat, not against the onion?
The onion was never treif.
Yeah.
So what's the problem with the onion? The onion though was milachik. Is it still milachik? It was milachik before I threw it in.
The onion carried some milk with it. But the onion was not milk. The onion is onion. The milk is milk.
Okay, I hear what you're asking. I want to point out first that the Beis Meir on the side, the Chedusha Beis Meir, says on this, Devar Mugum Gamim. He says this is erroneous. The Vaday Abazas Bechalav Asal Oilam, Kuhu Gemara Lahedya. He said the onion is treif, because it's a milchik onion with fleshig of blias, and the onion has both blias. The Kresi Plesi as well argues with this Taz, and Chochmas Adam argues with the Taz. We don't pass like this Taz. It may be that this depends on the following question, which was the first Prima Gadim in Simikur Vav, by Efshar L'Saych Day Aser. There we had this expression, Efshar L'Saych Day Aser. Efshar L'Saych Day Aser means I have a food which is not itself treif, but has blias of treif. So I have a food, let's forget about Adav Achar for a minute. I have a piece of meat, and has blias of nevela. And this meat was put into a pot that has shishim against the iser, and it was cooked there. So could we kasher the meat? Could we say, look, I put the meat in, the blias came out, they spread, and the meat should become mutter? Do we say efshar l'saych da'i mutter? If it's possible to squeeze out the yisr from it, it becomes mutter. So we definitely paskin efshar l'saych da'i aser. You can't kasher food, but we have two reasons. The Prima Gadim said that I think he called it machlekes the Tur and the Rashba. Two reasons why efshar l'saych da'i aser. One reason was a lumdis that it's tied to chaticha nas nevela. That since chaticha nas nevela, the meat. The meat became treif. So why does it help now to pull out all the blias? This kosher meat, which has a blia of nevela, became gufei iser. So it doesn't help. You can't kosher it because its substance became iser. Or, the second lumdis was, efshar l'saychtai is aser because e efshar l'saychtai. We don't know for sure that you're squeezing out all the blias. Who says you're getting all the blias out? Now, if you go with the second lumdis, that it's the efshar l'saychtai, the place where the blias rested first is their favorite place, and we don't know that they spread evenly from there. We only know in kalim that hagala works. We don't know in food. Then it should apply to milchiks and fleshiks as well. The onion, which originally had a blia of milchiks, we can't say for certain that that milchiks spread in the pot evenly. In the rest of the pot, the contents of the pot, it's even. But in the onion itself, where it originally resided, it's efshar l'saychtai. And therefore, the onion itself remains iser. Now, of course, if you can't find the onion, if it's a diced onion, it's very hard to find it, so then it's batel b'shishim. But, I should say, of course, but l'mais, it's that way. However, if you can find the onion should be removed, the onion should be thrown out, and the rest of the soup is okay. So this is topic number three of the four topics which I wanted to cover. So again, we have the chumrah of the Chochmas Adam about the plate, Chulakul of the Chavaz Das about the food processor, and now the din of the onion, the Machlokes the Taz, and the other Achrayim regarding the onion. The fourth and final issue, because it's late, we're not going to learn inside, but it's an issue which is in the Shas of Katan Hay. The question is the following. We know the din of the Gemara is that you give things to people to taste. You want to know if it's treif? give it to someone to taste. If you can taste it, then it's aser. If you can't taste it, it's mutter. We also know, the Ramah says, that we don't give things to a kfeil Ramah. We don't give things to a guy to taste, either because we don't trust him or because we feel he's not a bucky. We don't rely. If you have a trefa shayla, we never heard to call in a guy and ask the guy to taste it. And we don't give it to guy to taste. Shayla. What about giving it to yidn to taste? Now, one minute. If it's treif, you can't give it to a yid to taste. He's not allowed to eat it. But here we're talking about basa b'chalav. You cut an onion with a milk knife. See, here, give it to a yid to taste. He's allowed to taste milk onions. And let him tell me if it has a taste. Now, why don't we give it to Gayim to taste? It's because we don't trust them. They're not from a yid we should trust. It's because we say today we're not pekiyim, so we're not pekiyim. What's the reason? So the Shach says, one minute. The Mechaber here said, Yatimenu. He said, taste it. And the Ramah didn't argue. It's not the Ches of cotton olive. The Ramah argues. Here, the Ramah doesn't argue. So the Shach, Vaistais, that by a yid, tasting it works. The Shach says, now here, you'll appear with me. The Shach says, Chachasad Marach HaShulchan Paskin. The chatchila, we don't give it to people to taste. But b'di'evet, if you taste it already, and he says there's no taste, you're allowed to be mekel. Now, I want to point out to you, that what does it mean b'di'evet if you gave it to him to taste? Of course he's going to taste it. You're not going to throw it out. You have a pickle you cut with a fleishig knife. So we're telling you it's fleishig. I want to eat it with milichix? No, it's fleishig. All right, what's he going to do? He's not going to throw away the pickle, so eat it with fleishig. We're saying now, but the Ebbet, once he tastes it, he says, oh, I tasted it, there's no flesh you can taste, it's mutter. So, it's always going to be, I mean, the Ebbet, normally you say something, chatzil, you don't do it, but the Ebbet, but he's always going to do it. You're always going to taste it. And b'meila, it'll come out, that if he tastes it, he doesn't taste the taste of the meat. The way our knives are, I'd like to do an experiment, we should bring in a jar of pickles next week, bring in a bunch of flesh you can knives, b'nyayimes, and a b'nyayimes, and cut the pickle, and see if anybody tastes flesh in the pickle. Do you taste flesh in the pickle? Either we're not pekiyim, or our knives are better, I don't know. Or our taste is poorer. Maybe our taste is killed from all the coffee we drink and all the, I don't know. I don't know. You know, we had a big shiloh. The OU relied on the guy in Taravadas to taste all the things to see if it's Dosin Tamlif Gam. Steerates, they always give it to him. Some guys had a horror that the guy drinks so much beer that his taste buds are dead. He always said it doesn't taste. So the question is whether we rely on TVC. So I do want to point out that there's a shach in Tzadik Ches which seems to be more machmir on Tima. The shach is a simon Tzadik Ches of cotton hay. It seems to be more makel to do it even l'chatchila. Here he's machmir, you don't do it l'chatchila. But at any rate, if you don't mind, can you turn back to the Ramah? I'd like to do the end of the Ramah. You have to turn two pages. Page Resh Tezvav. And again, I don't think these are big chidushim in the Mechaber Ramah. Let's see what he says. Cholzem chotach atzloin atzloi. Everything we discussed is if you cut the radish itself. Avalim chotach hayerek sha'al atzloin. If you cut the greens that are on it, ein lochush, that's not charif, and therefore you don't. It's not a problem. Shachof Yerav says because it's not charif. Im yesh safik, im nechtach b'sakin shalisser, as we know kula. If you have a safik, you're allowed to be meikel. L'chein kainim atznoina sheyesh ben chatuchin litzadz nevoseyem. People buy radishes even though you see cut marks near the tail of it. Since when they harvested and they cut it with the cutting implements, with the sickle, so we don't know when this was cut, if this was cut in the fruit store by someone with a trefa knife, or it was cut as they were doing it with the sickle, they hit it in extra time. But with Taila, since by Sekis Omeka, with Taila Shanasa Bemar Vachatzina, Makim Shenimsa Liknois, Raka Chatuchim Besakin Neigen Liknois Olahatu Aden Tilas Makim. Now this last line is a very important rule. What's called Bidiyavid? We said, l'chatchila, we're machmir, that the bliya goes in the whole pickle, in the whole thing. But the eved, with soymech, that it only goes kedei netila. So certainly, if we cut an onion with a flesh of a knife, and it's already in a soup, we'll say it's b'di eved, you only shishim against kedei netila. What about It's b'makim she'nim tzalikneis rakach hatuchim b'sakim. All I could find is things that are cut with a treifa knife. I want to buy watermelon in a shop, right? It's cut with a treifa knife, so I'll cut off a kedei klipa. You buy half a watermelon. So what do? You take it home, and you cut off a thin layer of the watermelon. You can eat the rest of the watermelon. Still cheaper than buying it in the local fruit stores. So people do it. So it's not a problem, because watermelon's not a davar charif. It certainly doesn't go more than a thin layer. What about a davar charif? You want to go into the store. You want to buy a radish that was cut with a homemade knife. You want to take it home and cut off a little piece of the radish, kedei netila, and use the rest of the radish. Is that mutter? Well, the Ramah said, the lechatchila, we aser, it goes bekulai. Only b'dievet it's mutter. Zok to Ramah, b'makev she'nim tzalikneis rak, hachatuchim b'sakin, na'igin l'knois e'o lahati adein t'ilas makim. If you can't buy it, well, somebody will say, that's not a hefsim ruba. You can live without radishes. Ramah says, no. If the only radishes you can buy are radishes where you're going to have to be seimach on kedei netila, so that's called b'dievet, and you're allowed to buy it and rely on the sheet of kedei netila. To buy it, take it home, and cut off a kedei netila. Again, I don't know that this is comes up very often, but this is the halacha. Sour. You see, the pickled cucumbers, you need a hechsher anyway. And once it has a hechsher, it doesn't matter. The hechsher has to take care of the blades also. So it doesn't come up that much.
That we wash all our knives with soap, that makes it problem.
Okay, the question which we talked about was whether if you wash our knives with steel wool with a very good keli, whether that's better. If you'll turn back to the first page, I had discussed this once before, that the achaluk day is among rabbanim today about what to do if the knife was cleaned, steel wool. Most people don't clean a knife with steel wool, but let's say with something with a good Ajax, and it was cleaned very, very well. The question here, if you look in Shach Gimel, says, Ashena ben Yami, ve'ena b'kunach, the stomach shamnu this kar shalpana. It says, ve'ena b'kunach, only if it's not cleaned. If you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shach Gimel, he brings this machlaikis rabbanim have today, whether it's enough to clean it, whether you need ni'itza. In Rabbi Kiveger on Shas of Cotton Gimel, the second Rabbi Kiveger on the page, he says, if you didn't bekavana clean it very well, you assume there's some fat still karish alpanov. If you want to rely on washing it, you have to wash it so well, you do a test. You take the blade, you put a drop of liquid on the sharp part of the blade, and you let it run down the knife, and you see if it runs down smoothly. You have to do it in both directions. If it runs down this way smoothly, the other way smoothly, Teschatas says you do this water test. If you do the water test, you're not going to do it beforehand. If it already happened, so take the knife, do this test, and see if it works. Because Bichas Yaakov says you can clean it with steel wool, it's also good. Mitzvah Shar is the big machmirah. Hela, the b'loy mekunach, the hadim b'ni'itza, efele b'di'evet aser. V'hadiach yafa, b'loy na'atza. Hela, and what the Lashon is, b'loy mekunach, says the hadim b'ni'itza, afilu di'evet aser, v'hadiach yafa, b'loy na'atza. I looked up the Tzvushar says that we have a Kabbalah how things work. And just like Hagala, we only kasha things the way Chazal said. It has to be a Hagala in the way Chazal said it. Nitzah is a type of Hagala. Are we the key in between Nitzah 9 times and Nitzah 10 times? I can't tell the difference 9 times and 10 times. So we have a Kabbalah, had a Kasha Kalim. So Tuashar is very machmir. When I went to Yerdeber of Palm, he was very machmir on the Inyan, and like the Tuashar. And he said, Stab skinim are becheskas, that is a problem of Dukkha de Sakina, unless you did Nitzah Sarapamim, or you could Kasha it. Otherwise, it's a problem. I'm aware there are other rabbanim that are more mekel. And certainly, when it's a tziruf, when you have sveikis, there are those who are mekel. Some foods are a suffix davar charif, or sometimes you fried an onion, and once you start frying it, it already loses its sharpness.
So there are cases in which they're more makel with a tziruf. In other words, you cut an onion with such a clean knife, and you fried it, could you rely, the gabi the kli, that the onion, by the time it got hot, was already sweet? Ravelsky always says the onion becomes sweet very quickly. And you can rely between the question of whether mekunach works and the question of whether it was still sharp when it was being fried. He always says it can be makel. But one second. So just at any rate, so this is a, as I said there were four halacha inyanim. We call it a fifth inyan. And okay, these are the inyanim. Sif Beis and Gimel will do quickly, and Sif Dal will be the main avodah of next week. Okay.